This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is A New Commandment, and it was written by Amy Clemens. The scripture for today is John chapter 13, verses 21 through 35. After saying these things, Jesus was troubled in his spirit and testified, "Truly, truly I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was reclining at table close to Jesus. So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So that disciple, leaning back against Jesus, said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now, no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You are also to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Jesus' new commandment fell on the night of his betrayal, before the exit of Judas Iscariot from the dinner table and the revelation to a brash Peter that he would deny even knowing Jesus three times before morning. And there it was among the weeds, the commandment to love each other despite thorns and thistles, so the rest of the world would know there was something different about a disciple of Jesus. I think about how closely that upper room resembles most of our houses of worship today. You sit among those who will betray, and those who will deny, those who love deeply, and those full of fear or anger or jealousy or greed, those who are clean and only need feet washed, and those whose hearts match dirty feet. Scripture says that Jesus knew the contents of men's hearts. See John 2:24. But we don't have that skill or luxury. And we're also commanded not to judge because ours is the same measure by which we'll be judged. What we can do is love as Jesus loved. Compassionately, extravagantly, not counting the cost, the coins in a bag, or the risk to our reputation by sounding different than the rest of the crowd. This has been Words of Hope. For more devotional resources, including a print copy of this devotional, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.